some of the traditions that have been passed down in my family aren't necessarily the kinds of traditions that you think of, like gathering around the Christmas table or eating a big turkey dinner. The traditions that have been passed down in my family are more about the way that we live our lives. My mom came from Texas, and she talked a lot about how tough her childhood was, that her parents, though they never laid a hand on her, they weren't always kind. They sometimes were overcritical and maybe even a little bit abusive in the way that they spoke to her. A few years ago, I took a trip back to Texas with my mom, and I learned a lot about her family that I had never known before. Back when her family left Texas and moved to Arizona, it was because of an ultimatum my grandmother gave my grandfather. He was boozing and womanizing around his brothers, and she said, "It's either us or them," and so they went to Arizona. Well, the family back in Texas, they continued to do the things they'd always done. And I heard stories about whoopings with belts, sticks, paddles, fists. Talked to my mom's cousins whose parents laid hands on them. Heard them tell stories about bruises so bad they had to wear long sleeves in the Texas summers. And then I heard my mom talk about how grateful she was to her parents because although they were sometimes overly critical, they never laid a hand on her. And I think about my own mom, who's made her share of mistakes as I grew up. I think about the fact that the best tradition she could have passed on and the tradition she did pass on was to be better than her own parents. And so for me, I make mistakes, but I learn from what my mom did, and I do my best to be the kind of mom that she would want me to be and that she would have wanted to have. And I'm grateful for that tradition of taking the mistakes of our parents and doing our best to improve them and be the kind of parents that we know we can be.
Well, the one tradition that I have passed down religiously is the tradition of oyster stew. It's a German tradition, and I don't know exactly how our family came to have this tradition, but no one else in my family loves oysters as much as I do. And regardless of whether it's New Year's or Christmas or any other time of the year, if I see oysters in the grocery market, I pick them up. Got to keep this tradition alive. I think that's what you're supposed to do when you're the oldest brother.
What's a tradition that my family has passed down? We like to travel a lot, and the traveling can be out of state. It's not usually been like out of the country there. That's been more of an individual thing. But more than anything, it's just to explore what's around our area or in our nation and just basically build memories together with that. And we like to not only experience these things, but to learn kind of the perceptions that we each have from our own viewpoints of these experiences we make. It's all about sharing and just being together in the moment there.
The most important person in my life has been my husband, Ed Walsh. I met him when I was a teenager, and basically we both grew up together, and he's become my best friend. We've had one child together, and he's become a product of the two of us together. I'm very proud of the man that he has turned into. Ed and I have just a amazing relationship where we talk about things that are going on in our lives, or things that we, our dreams, our plans. We share what's going on with work and dilemmas that we have. We do an enormous amount of laughing, and we enjoy walking together. So I would say that he has been the most influential person in my life, just helping me to grow as a person and vice versa. And it's fun to see how our son is turning out.